بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected listeners in the Altınkamp Masjid community, I greet you with Assalamu alaikum, and I pray that you are all well, inshallah ta'ala. The subject of our bayan for this Friday is the key hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahih hadith, in which he says, "أعذر الله إلى امرئ أخر أجله حتى بلغ ستين سنة." This hadith is reported by سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, as in and in Sahih al-Bukhari. I repeat the hadith as it is very effective, subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْذَرَ اللَّهُ إِلَى مْرِئٍ أَخَّرَ أَجَلَهُ حَتَّى بَلَغَ سِتِّينَ سَنَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excuses and grants forgiveness to a person until he attains the age of 60 years. What does this hadith mean? It means that you and I, every one of us respectfully, men and women alike, are given the excuse by Allah Azza wa Jal, are given the health and the wealth and the lifetime until we reach individually the age of 60. At that age, we have had enough time to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we reach the age of 60, Allah has given us enough time to carry out His instructions and adhere to His deen. It means that once we reach the critical age of 60, we are highly advised to engage in istighfar and turn our full attention to al-akhirah. The wise person, the person who has good vision and understanding of this dunya, upon reaching the age of 60, should say to himself or herself, "I have worked for this dunya long enough, and I now need quickly and gradually to turn all my attention for the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal, including, of course, the service of our local community and our Muslim Ummah." Respected brothers and sisters, it will help our understanding of this hadith when we relate it to the other hadith that is in subject connected to it, which is reported in Sahih al-Tirmidhi, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "أعمار أمتي ما بين الستين إلى السبعين وأقلهم من يجوز ذلك." I will repeat the nas of the hadith. أعمار أمتي ما بين الستين إلى السبعين وأقلهم من يجوز ذلك. The life span of my ummah is from 60 to 70 years, and very few surpass this. It means clearly that the average lifetime of our ummah, including me and you and every Muslim throughout the Muslim world, is in the bracket of 60 to 70 years of age. Brothers and sisters, I would like to share with you an example that I had with a very close friend of my community, late Kinan al-Aqad, whom I have known for the last 30 years, has been living in the UK probably for the last 40 years. He enjoyed good health, had wealth, and like any of us, ran in his life in the way we all run our life. On Monday the 22nd of June, he woke up in the morning, left home, and started driving his vehicle at midday when he had heart pain. He had actually had some heart problems, light heart problems for the last year or two, but on Monday the 22nd, it was a huge pain. He parked the car, safely called one of our friends, went to hospital, and within 48 hours, on Wednesday the 24th of June, and exactly at 2:30 p.m., he left this dunya. He departed to meet Allah Azza wa Jal. And he was practically at the steps of becoming 60 years of age. Subhanallah. I participated in his janazah, and it was an outstanding example of how short this life is. Being of similar age, meeting him frequently, I personally never thought that he will depart so quickly. Being in the cemetery on the day and seeing his 9-year-old son helping out with the burial procedure made me truly and sincerely reflect on what is left of my own life. And I genuinely, respectfully ask every one of you, dear listeners, to reflect on this example and be ready for that day, which is surely not very far. I end by saying that on the day of his death, Wednesday the 24th, I was honored that the hospital intensive care unit allowed me to zoom in and read some Quran and make some dua for him when they decided that in their conclusion he was very soon going to depart. And when I saw him on his deathbed and I did my duty in terms of Quran reading and dua, I couldn't help but to remind my sinful self, and I take this opportunity to put the same reminder to you, that surely that moment of time when I and every one of us will be on our deathbed. So the more preparation, the more investment, the more work we do in readiness for that day, the more ready we will be when we get settled in our last house, in our graves. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us all benefit from what we hear and apply ourselves to benefit from every bayan and every khutbah and every nasiha that we receive. Put your hands up, please, and say Ameen behind me. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب للدعوات. يا الله يا رب العالمين, we ask you to forgive Muslims at all times. We ask you, يا الله, to forgive Muslims, those who are alive and those who have passed away. We ask you, يا رب العالمين, for our brothers and sisters who have left this dunya, that you forgive their sins and grant them paradise. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa sunna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. We ask you, ya Allah, ya Rabb al-alamin, that you forgive our sins and that you give us the tawfiq to worship you in the right and correct way and to look after the welfare of our Muslim community and our Muslim ummah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe and look after yourselves. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.